This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that from financial inclusion and entrepreneurship to education, healthcare, sanitation, housing, sports, science and governance, women are playing a prominent role across diverse sectors. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the growing participation of women in emerging fields such as drone technology is opening new avenues of opportunity and transforming the development landscape across the nation. He noted that over the last 12 years, the NDA government has worked to further women-led development, and this is visible across sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to visit Nice in France on the 14th of June as the first stop of his two-nation European tour covering France and Slovakia. The visit carries special significance as it will be his first bilateral summit with President Emmanuel Macron since the two nations elevated their ties to a special global strategic partnership in February this year. From Nice, Mr. Modi will travel to Slovakia before returning to France for the G7 summit in Avignon, where India will participate as a leading voice of the global south. The External Affairs Ministry has summoned Chargé d'Affaires of the United States, Jason Meeks, to lodge a protest against attacks on commercial vessels off the coast of Oman. Yesterday, another vessel with 20 Indian crew on board came under attack. The U.S. envoy was called in by Additional Secretary Americas in the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi. This is the second time the U.S. envoy has been summoned by the ministry. Three Indian seafarers who were initially reported missing have been confirmed dead in one of the attacks. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting to review the preparedness of the Sri Amarnath Yatra in New Delhi. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha, Director Generals of the CRPF, BSF, CISF, ITBP and the SSB attended the meeting. The Amarnath Yatra will begin on 3rd July and conclude on 28th of August. The Supreme Court today dismissed the writ petition filed by Congress member Meenakshi Natarajan challenging the rejection of her Rajya Sabha candidature from Madhya Pradesh. The court declined to interfere with the returning officer's decision rejecting her nomination for the Rajya Sabha elections over the alleged disclosure of a criminal case in Telangana. A bench comprising Justice Prashant Kumar Mishra and Justice A.S. Chandurkar observed that once a returning officer rejects a nomination paper, the statutory remedy available to an aggrieved candidate is to approach the Election Commission. The court therefore refused to grant relief and left it open for Natarajan to approach the poll panel. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Dehradun today on a two-day visit. She will visit the Rashtrapati Niketan in Dehradun today and inspect the ongoing construction and development works of the Rashtrapati Udyan being developed over an area of 132 acres. Tomorrow, the president will attend the passing out parade at the Indian Military Academy. The National Testing Agency has extended the examination window by 15 minutes from 180 minutes to 195 minutes for re-NEET UG 2026 scheduled to be held on 21st of this month. The new timings will be 2 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. The revised examination window includes the time required for mandatory examination formalities such as signing of attendance sheets and other invigilation procedures. Renowned Indian shooting coach and former Asian Games gold medalist Jaspal Rana has passed away. He was 49. According to National Rifle Association of India President Kalikesh Narayan Singh Deo, Rana breathed his last at a Delhi hospital last night. He was awarded the Arjun Award in 1994 and the Padma Shri in 1997 for his contributions to Indian shooting. He was also awarded the Dronacharya Award in 2020. In FIFA World Cup 2026, South Korea defeated the Czech Republic 2-1 in a thrilling Group A clash, earning valuable 3 points at Estadio Akron in Mexico's Zapopan. In an earlier match, Mexico defeated South Africa 2-0 in the inaugural match at the Azteca Stadium in the Mexico City last night. Today, co-host Canada will be up against Bosnia and Herzegovina in a Group B clash of Toronto Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.